Today's digest for June 26, 2026. 10 stories today, covering an AI distillation feud, new rules for AI agents and open source, a round of fresh breaches and patches, and a long-shot bet on radically cheaper AI. We'll move from Anthropic's accusations against Alibaba through the law catching up with autonomous software to a swing at the energy bill behind every model. Here's the rundown. We start with the biggest story in AI today. Anthropic has accused Alibaba and its Qwen lab of running what it calls the largest distillation attack ever aimed at Claude. In a letter to two United States senators, Anthropic says operators tied to Alibaba spun up nearly 25,000 fraudulent accounts and generated 28.8 million exchanges with Claude between late April and early June. A distillation attack means querying a rival model at industrial scale, then using its answers to train a smaller, cheaper model. Anthropic says the campaign was built to push Qwen toward the coding and reasoning strength of its frontier Mythos system. The company had earlier accused DeepSeek, Moonshot, and Minimax of a similar effort, using 24,000 accounts and 16 million exchanges. And the timing matters. Just 2 days after the letter went out, the Commerce Department tightened export controls on Anthropic's top models over fears they could be misused abroad. Next up, the other half of the AI safety story. OpenAI reportedly plans to hand its newest model, GPT 5.6, to a small group of partners rather than release it to the public, and the reason is the Trump administration. According to the report, two White House offices, the National Cyber Director and the Office of Science and Technology Policy, asked OpenAI to stagger the rollout. Chief Executive Sam Altman told staff the government would approve access customer by customer during a preview phase, with wider availability hoped for a couple of weeks later. The stated worry is that frontier models can find and exploit software flaws faster than humans can, which raises the stakes if the wrong people get early access. It mirrors how Anthropic handled its own Mythos model, and it marks a real shift for an administration that once promised a hands-off approach to AI. Moving on to the law catching up. Simon Willison flags an essay by security expert Bruce Schneier on a recent German court ruling that held Google liable for errors introduced by its AI overviews, the auto-generated summaries that sit at the top of search. Schneier's argument is clean. An AI agent is an agent of whoever deploys it, and the law should treat it that way. If a company hired a human to do the same writing and that person got the facts wrong, the company would own the mistake. Letting AI dodge that responsibility would just reward replacing accountable people with unaccountable software. It is an early data point in a fight that is coming for every company shipping AI features, from search summaries to fully autonomous agents. The cheaper it becomes to let a model speak for your business, the more these liability rulings will decide how far companies actually let it go. Now to the market, where there is a quiet surprise. Despite ChatGPT's commanding lead, the consumers who actually pay for AI are increasingly choosing Anthropic's Claude. A credit card analytics firm called Indigari looked at billions of anonymized transactions from about 28 million United States consumers and found Claude's revenue from paid users up roughly 75% since January. There is a softer signal too. The learning platform DataCamp says Claude is now the most searched term on its site, ahead of even the word AI, with demand for Claude courses outpacing ChatGPT 3-to-1 and an 800% jump in the past month. The caveat is real. ChatGPT still has far more paying users overall, and by most market measures, Claude remains well behind. But the direction of travel, especially among people willing to open their wallets, is tilting toward Anthropic this year. Also today, a funding round aimed squarely at the agent era. Patronus AI, a San Francisco startup founded by two former Meta AI researchers, has raised $50 million in a Series B led by Greenfield Partners, with Lightspeed, Datadog, and Samsung joining. That brings its total to $70 million. The pitch is testing. Patronus builds simulated digital worlds, fake websites, and internal systems where it stress tests AI agents using reinforcement learning that rewards good outcomes and punishes mistakes. The founders compare it to how Waymo trained self-driving cars against rare hazards in synthetic environments. Investors describe demand as nearly insatiable, with revenue up 15-fold in a year, and most frontier labs already on the client list. For now, the focus is software engineering and finance, with a goal of building worlds where an agent can run loose for weeks at a time. Staying with agents, a new protocol wants to answer a basic question. Who is this AI agent, and what is it allowed to do? A company called Proof has launched X401, an open, issuer-neutral standard that lets any website or API ask an agent to prove its identity, its authorization, or even details like age or organizational membership before it acts. The agent presents a verifiable credential, and the service checks the issuer, the claim, and the scope. It leans on selective disclosure and zero-knowledge proof so an agent can prove one fact without exposing its whole identity record. Proof is pairing it with Circle's X402 payment protocol, so identity and payment can travel together in a single-agent transaction. And it has submitted the design to a FIDO Alliance Working Group on Agentic Authentication. As agents start taking real actions online, knowing who stands behind them stops being optional. Next, a coordinated answer to a growing problem in open source. The Linux Foundation has launched Acridase, an industry framework for handling vulnerabilities in critical open source software before they are disclosed publicly. The motivation is blunt. AI is now accelerating both the discovery of flaws and the writing of exploits, which shrinks the window maintainers have to respond, and most of those maintainers are tiny volunteer teams. Acridase sets up a shared security incident response team and a coordinated disclosure process with standardized workflows across critical sectors. The roster of 17 founding members is the striking part. It includes AWS, Anthropic, Cisco, Citi, GitHub, Google, IBM, JP Morgan Chase, Microsoft, NVIDIA, OpenAI, Red Hat, and Zscaler, when the companies racing to build AI are also funding the defense of the open source code underneath it, that tension is worth watching. On to patching. Synology has shipped a critical fix for its Mail Plus server, the software people use to run private email on Synology network storage boxes. The update closes three flaws. The most serious, tracked as CVE-2026-13136, is an authorization weakness that could let a remote attacker read or write files and knock the service offline. A second flaw lets a remote attacker reach internal services, and a third stems from weak cryptography. They affect several recent versions of Disk Station Manager, and Synology says there is no workaround. So the only real protection is to update. Researchers count more than 2,100 of these mail servers exposed directly to the internet, concentrated in Germany, Asia, and the United States. For the small businesses and home users who self-host email this way, it is a patch now situation. Now a breach with a familiar shape. The prediction market platform Polymarket says hackers stole user funds after compromising one of its third-party vendors, then injecting malicious code into the site that targeted some visitors. The reported damage is about $3 million in cryptocurrency across more than 11 victims, though the company has not given a precise count. Polymarket says it has contained the incident and is refunding affected users in full, but it declined to share further detail. The third-party angle is the lesson here. The attackers never had to break Polymarket directly. They came in through a supplier that already had access to the site. It also lands at an awkward moment, just days after the company was caught paying creators to post misleading videos about fake winning bets, which it has now promised to audit. Finally, a swing at AI's biggest physical constraint, energy. Naveen Rao, who used to run AI at Databricks, has resurfaced with a new company, Unconventional AI, and a claim that it can cut the power needed to run AI models by a factor of 1,000. Its first system, called UnZero, is an image generator that Rao says performs like a conventional model such as Stable Diffusion, but on a completely different foundation, an oscillator-based architecture that throws out the assumptions of today's chips. For now, it runs as a software simulation of hardware that does not physically exist yet, and the company, with fewer than 50 people, plans to publish chip schematics soon. Rao frames the whole problem simply: AI scaling is hard because of energy, and you just cannot go past it. If even a fraction of that thousand-fold claim survives contact with real silicon, the economics of running these models would change. That is the rundown for June 26th, a distillation feud, the law starting to pin AI mistakes on the companies behind them, new rules for what agents are allowed to do, a fresh round of breaches and patches, and a long-shot bet on radically cheaper AI. Thanks for listening, and I will see you back here tomorrow.